here at BBC Radio Cumbria. Well, I'm absolutely delighted to say that Noah's mum, Shelley, joins us now. Morning, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation on. It's lovely to hear your voice.
And you, great to catch up, because we've spoken over the years here at BBC Radio Cumbria about your story and Noah's. The show DIY SOS, it's loved by millions, it's watched by millions, and if anyone didn't see it, you know, you and your family appeared a few years ago now. Tell us what happened and why you got that visit.
We were friends with a lady on Twitter, and I was telling her about, you know, Noah, and she said, oh, you know, it'd be really nice obviously to meet up one day. And I said, yeah, so we were just renovating the house. She was just in shock. I said, you know, we've got no hot water. You know, the house looks like derelict, apart from three rooms that we were using. And we had no hot water, no heating, and she actually nominated us, and we'd never even met. So, you know, the kindness was just unbelievable. And I remember getting the call, and they said to us, you know, you're the chosen family.
Wow.
Still gets me now.
Oh.
And it was just an incredible feeling to know that somebody out there really wants to help you, you know, massively, you know, not just come and paint on the wall, but physically, you know, make the adaptions in the house for Noah. You know, we have an electric bath, we have a lift inside the house, we have lever taps and, you know, ramps and hoists and a sensory room that has just been a godsend, you know. But on that program, I think what completely broke me to pieces was the little red wheelchair. Sorry. It just really chokes me every time, because that day, every single person that worked on that house made it so that it wasn't just a house, it was a home for Noah. And he could get anywhere in that house and do anything, wash his hands at the sink, you know, getting in and out of the bath, playing on his sensory floor mat, which has been an amazing piece of equipment. And when we went in the sensory room, we lay Noah on the sensory floor mat, and he was, you know, stretching his hand in and out and looking at the bright colours. And then we decided to sit him in the wheelchair, and it was the most tiniest little thing you've ever seen. And we just sat him in it. We didn't think that he would do anything. We just wanted to see. And he put his little hands on the wheels and wheeled forwards and backwards. Now, that just really, really got me.
Oh, Shelley.
I knew from that day that he would be independent.
Yeah.
And that's the most amazing gift that anybody, anywhere can give a disabled child, ever.
Yeah, they gave your boy his independence, and it's lovely to hear. It's still clearly, you know, affecting you, Shelley, making you emotional, and that's so understandable because, you know, with Noah, you've been through tough
changed
times.
His life. Yeah,
and you know, it was severe health problems that your boy had to deal with. So to get this reaction, and as you say, get that independence, that's life changing for him.